Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Israel responded to the recent tragic terrorist attack by Hezbollah on children and teens in the Golan Heights with a targeted missile strike in Beirut. A top Hezbollah leader, Fuad Shukr, who was responsible for the attack on the children, was killed. At a UN Security Council briefing on the situation in the Middle East, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs Robert Wood began with a clear statement.
Israel has a right to defend itself against attacks from Hezbollah and other terrorists. That is precisely what it did on July 30, when it independently responded to Hezbollah's July 28 attack on Majd al-Shams, which killed 12 children. There is no doubt, absolutely none, that Hezbollah was responsible for this attack, which used an Iranian weapon and was launched from a portion of Lebanon controlled by Hezbollah.
Hezbollah has repeatedly fired rockets at Israel since October 8th, with Iran's support and backing, said Ambassador Wood. And he noted Hezbollah is not the only Iranian-backed group in the region that has taken advantage of the situation in Gaza to undermine peace and security. Iran also arms and supports the Houthis, Hamas, and terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq. Ambassador Wood underscored that a broader war is neither imminent nor inevitable, although the opportunistic attacks by Iran and its network of terrorist proxies and partners across the region have repeatedly brought us closer to a regional conflict.
The United States will continue to lead the way in diplomatic efforts to end the war in Gaza and reduce regional tensions. A ceasefire agreement is the surest way to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people and unlock the possibility of broader stability.
We believe that there is still time and space for a diplomatic solution, said Ambassador Wood.
We encourage members of this council, with direct influence over Iran, to increase pressure on it to stop escalating its proxy conflict against Israel and other actors. Indeed, every member of this council should call on Iran to stop arming, advising, and financing terrorist groups, and to rein in the actions of proxies and partners who threaten regional peace and security.
In this dangerous moment, Ambassador Wood declared, it is imperative that we work together to reduce tensions in the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.